Ervin Perk, hey, Mishnah test. This is like a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Amar lehen, Rabbi Kiva said to the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva held that if you put a physical Erev and you yourself are not there, that you do not get the Dalet Amos if you put the Erev inside of a city. The only way to get the Dalet Amos is if you yourself are in the city. Amar lehen, Rabbi Kiva, Iyata modem li, do you not agree with me? Benoisin Eruva bimara, of course you agree with me that if a person puts an Erev in a cave, Shein lo mim koim Eruva ela alpayim amo, that we don't consider this whole cave. Sometimes caves are very large, and we don't consider the whole cave like Dalet Amos. Rather, we just calculate from where the Erev is inside of the cave. We calculate 2,000 Amos in every direction. Amrullah, so the Chum said back to them, Ey Masai, when would we only say this? Bizman she'ein ba diurin. As long, and the way the Rav explains this, that there are no mechitzas, that the mechitzas were breached. It doesn't really matter whether there are diurin or not, whether there are actually people living there or not. It just means that it's not fitting for living. But if it's fitting for living, that's what Ein Bo Diurin and Yesh Bo Diurin means, according to the way the Rav learns. If it's fitting to be lived in, which really means that there are mechitzas there, then it is like Dalet Amos. Aval Yesh Bo Diurin, Mahalachas Kula V'chutzal Alpayim Amos, so even a Ma'ara, the Chacham said, even your case, Rabbi Kiva, that you're trying to say that we would agree with you, that's only if it's not fit for somebody to live there. There are no mechitzas, but if there are mechitzas, then you can walk through the whole Ma'ara, you treat the whole thing like Dalet Amos, and you get 2,000 Amos outside of it in each direction. Nimsek kal toichim yal gaba, and it comes out there were more mekel inside the ma'ara because it's treated like Dalet Amos inside. Mi al gaba, we're more lenient than if you would put the Erev on top of the cave, because if it's on top of the cave, then there's no mechitzas there, and that's considered ein bo diurin, and you'd only be able to walk 2,000 Amos from the place that you put the Erev on top of the cave. Now this machlokes the Chumran Mikiva is only legabe where I place my Erev. However, v'la moideid sha'amru noisin loy alpayim. However, when it comes to measuring the destination point, the demarcation of the end of the 2,000 Amos, there we only give you 2,000. Shafilu sof midasa kala b'mara. Even if the end of the 2,000 Amos ends in a cave, or like we said, if it ends in a city, you don't consider the whole city or anything, a cave, anything that, even if it has mechitzas, when it comes to the end part, we don't consider it like Dalet Amos. Wherever it ends, it ends. The machlokes only is when you actually place the Erev in that place. Then the Chum hold that it's treated like Dalet Amos if it has walls.